It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. And everyone listening all over the world on KABC.com. I am Alan Gervie, and I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gervie & Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life, and with me to manage your life, adjusting her headphones.
There we go.
Your hair is a mess. Carrie Kasem.
I know. I'm a mess.
What happened?
Halloween happened.
Is
Halloween
that what happened?
And the haunted tunnel and the effort it takes and the long hours of cleanup. That's what happened to me.
Wow. What were you cleaning up?
Tent. That's like, it goes halfway down our sidewalk. It's called the Tunnel of Terror. And the kids go through it. We made a lot of kids cry.
Really?
We'd said it's scary. And they'd get in there and scream.
It was
and
that
cry.
Scary?
Yeah. And then the parents would like run out holding them. Because we have chainsaws chasing people.
No way. I am so glad I wasn't there.
It was the scariest
Although
one.
Where we were, there were a few chainsaws. My kids didn't enjoy it. We had a great Halloween, actually. It was a really shocker because that morning, on Halloween morning, I went to my kids' school, Hudson School, and there was an assembly, and all the kids were dressed up in costume, and they were amazing costumes. They Aww. All sang these nice little songs, and we sat there nicely and watched. And then after they had all sung, all of a sudden the principal comes in and says, oh, we have a special treat to end this Halloween special assembly. And we're sitting there going, well, you know, what is this?
Yeah.
And I was ready to leave, and then he said, here they are, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And they performed.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, the real Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Absolutely.
What school does your kid go to?
I'm not going to say.
Wait a second.
Hoselia knows. But
wait, for real?
For real. So, they were all there. A couple of them, their kids go to the school, so that helps. Flea and...
Anthony?
I don't think Anthony. Kevin Smith, yeah. I think the drummer did. They were dressed up great. Flea was dressed up in the skeleton costume. Anthony was dressed up as like a little schoolboy with a mask on. And Smith, the drummer, had like a papal costume on. And they were rocking out, these little kids. My son was the greatest showman. Hudson had his top hat on. He's sitting in the mosh pit as the Red Hot Chili Peckers.
Peckers.
It was unbelievable.
Well, I mean, you know
so
that the
fun.
Kids will not appreciate that. They're going to get older and say, oh my gosh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. They didn't know at the time, but it was really incredible. And hats off to the Red Hot Chili Peppers for doing that.
That was awesome.
That was really nice to come to school at an assembly at 9:30 in the morning and just,
No, they were not paid.
What, Hoselia saying they were paid? They weren't paid.
No way.
They would have been good for their kids. What?
As much money as you spend in tuition,
it's there
funny you
go.
Should say that. One of my friends said, how much did Hudson's seat cost? Because he was like three rows from the front. And I said, don't ask how much the seat cost. But that was a lot of fun. We got dressed up. I was dressed, I don't know if you saw the picture of me on Facebook.
No.
I was dressed up as, I can't believe you didn't see
Where's
it.
Where's the Instagram? You need to be on Instagram. I've kind of abandoned Facebook.
Okay,
it's bad.
Well, anyway, I was a clown. We were all the greatest showmen. Hudson was a Hugh Jackman character, and Harper was the Ann Wheeler character.
Okay,
and
I'm looking
anyway,
it up right now.
Look on Facebook.
I'm looking it.
We got a great show. While you're looking it up, and Carrie's always busy looking things up, we are going to have some fun today and some seriousness.
Oh, gosh, I see you guys. You're a scary clown. You're not like
I'm
a happy clown. This
no,
is
I'm a
horrible.
Scary clown. Yeah, I'm a scary clown.
No, this is like... This
Pretty
is like
cool, huh?
It.
Yeah, I was cousin It.
No, It is the name of the clown that like was like terrified children and was under the bed. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no.
Hoselia knows. Dr. Wright.
Did you see me, Hoselia, in the neighborhood?
Not I was very happy.
No.
No, I was walking around in the
I didn't see
neighborhood.
You. You look tall right there, though. You look pretty
tall.
I was at the beginning. And when you're standing beside my 5.5-year-old son, I look tall. So, you know, one of my favorite shows years ago was the McLaughlin Group. I don't know if you ever watched it. It was a
yes,
political group.
Yes, it was
group.
A political group that sat around and
talked
discussed about
and they
political
said,
issues.
Topic number
yes,
one,
absolutely.
And they talked about it. That was fun. And then, of course, Bill Maher comes on, mm-hmm. and they have a group together. So we've got today an eclectic group. It's really incredible because everyone sitting here today has nothing to do with each other. Nothing whatsoever. And that's why it's going to be interesting, because we're going to put topics on the table. And once we put the topic on the table, I'm going to let whoever wants to talk about it, talk about it. Does that sound like fun, Carrie?
It actually, this is kind of my kind of show.
It is.
I like it.
I thought the rock and roll show was your kind of
show.
That
was fun too, but no, I like stuff like this. It's kind of like a variety show.
It kind of is.
Opinions.
And let's hear who we have on our panel. We've already heard, I alluded to Jose Johansson. So yes. Jose Johansson is a former NFL player, played in the NFL for about 10 years, mostly with the Philadelphia Eagles. Didn't win the Super Bowl with them because he had retired before that.
That's
but
terrible.
They still
appreciate
should,
it.
They still should give him a ring.
And I did ask for one, too, and they didn't return my phone call. Anyway.
He was a star cornerback. He went to Texas Tech, and he is a father of two and soon to be three.
Wow.
Junior will be coming in
April. Due April 7th.
April 7th. Congratulations!
Finally having that boy.
Have that boy.
Yeah. Thank you.
And not to say anything about your two girls, because I know you are just a wonderful father to them.
Yes.
And so that should be exciting. Sitting next to Joselio is Dr. Kenneth Wright. So Dr. Wright, I know you wrestled in high school, but you never played professional football, did you?
I never played professional football. I did tackle Kermit Alexander when I was, he was a professional football player when I was playing rugby against UCLA. But mostly my claim to fame is being a wrestler.
A wrestler?
Yeah, college wrestler. I was a small school champion at 150 pounds.
Wow. Well, I'm not sure there's going to be any wrestling issues to talk about today, but you might wrestle with some of the issues that we bring forth in this roundtable. Dr. Kenneth Wright is a pediatric eye surgeon, and he's running for the United States Congress. Congratulations on
Thank
that. You. And there are a lot of issues that, you know, are important to him that may come up today when we talk about the issues of the day today on Gervie's Law. He's from the South Bay, so you're fairly local. Now, you're from Inglewood, Joselia?
Yes, I am.
So you're not far from each other. You went to South Torrance High School?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And you...
Close. I went to St. Bernard High School.
That's very good.
Yeah.
It's not too far from each other. And you're running against Ted Lieu, who's
Correct.
A Democrat.
Correct.
And you're running on the Republican ticket.
Absolutely. I call myself a compassionate Republican.
The compassionate Republican, just like Carrie over there. Yeah. That's what she believes in the 33rd Congressional District. You have a lot of kids, don't you?
Five kids, four boys, one girl.
Woo. Wow.
Oh, wow.
You're ahead of Joselio.
She's got to catch
up. Yeah. No, I might be done now.
So sitting to your right, and welcome to the show, Dr. Wright, is someone, and to your right, someone who I know very well, who's often comes to Gervie's Law when she's visiting from Canada, from Toronto, Canada. She's the mother of three, grandmother of 10, great-grandmother of two, with another one on the way in January, not mine.
Not mine.
Not yours. Former supervisor at the University of Manitoba Medical Sciences Library, right here in the flesh, Evelyn Gervie. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
See what kind of panel I put you on? I don't put you on with any schleppers here.
No, I'm impressed, and I'm afraid to talk.
You don't be afraid. You've never been afraid to talk. You've never been afraid to talk. So feel free to jump in. The first topic of the day, which is a very serious one, we've been kidding around a little bit, but there's something that we shouldn't be joking about, which was the shootings at the synagogue in Pittsburgh. And anti-Semitism has been on the rise. We've done shows on this in the past. We had the Pink Floyd guy. Remember him?
Yes.
Roger Waters.
Was he
wasn't on the show.
No,
but someone
like he wasn't
was
on, but somebody
who was
yeah,
trashing,
yeah.
who yes, wrote a yes. film. Remember the documentary on yeah. Roger Waters, yeah. you know? So we talked about that. But I want to start with Dr. Wright here, because I know anti-Semitism is something that you know a lot about. It's been part of your platform in terms of the election that's coming up on Tuesday. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the shootings in Pittsburgh and how it reflects on the bigger issue of anti-Semitism.
Well, my background is I've been on the faculty at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center for over 20 years, and I have a great fondness for the Jewish community.
You're not Jewish.
I'm not Jewish. And it's interesting, actually, when our embassy moved to Jerusalem, the biggest group was there for the celebration were evangelist Christians.
Why is that?
Because we support each other. In fact, even the Christians have been prosecuted against in terms of Middle East, many of them killed. So we understand the issues in regards to anti-Semitism and bigotry. It has no place in America. We We have freedom of religion, and that should be respected. In fact, that's why the pilgrims came here, for freedom of religion. So for someone to be in a group to be anti-Semitic, it's not acceptable. We cannot accept it. We have to reject it in the strongest terms.
And, you know, when you talk about that, it can be against anyone. Joselio, mm-hmm. sitting here, is an African-American. I can tell you the story. And, Mom, I don't know if you remember this, but I was 13 years old. I played for the Lord Roberts Beavers baseball team. I was the star pitcher. I pitched almost every game, every second or third game. My arm was falling off. And what happened on June 21st, 2000? It wasn't 2000, 1975, is that when it was?
Wow,
a long time ago. I couldn't play. It was a Saturday, and I couldn't play because it was my bar mitzvah. And I told the coach, and I was the only Jewish kid on the team, star pitcher, told the coach I couldn't play because of my bar mitzvah. The next game, and no one knew I was Jewish, the next game, I sat on the bench. I never pitched another inning for that team after that.
Oh, now, wow. Was he mad because you missed the game or that you were Jewish?
It's because I was Jewish.
For
I hate
sure.
to say it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's yeah. horrible.
It had nothing to do with missing the game.
And, you know, you see,
but that was an right. interesting comment.
Well, I just, because maybe he was mad. He's like, it's, nothing should be more important than the game. I mean, no. I'm just saying there are people like that.
No, when I ran for president of my high school, someone stood in the crowd and said, don't elect a Jew.
That's horrible.
Oh, that's horrible.
No,
horrible.
But you know, you made, wait, but he made a comment. You said it's on the rise. You said like anti-Semitism is on the rise. My viewpoint is I don't think it's on the rise. I think there's a lot of racism and a lot of anti-Semitism that's rising, that's already been there, but it's not necessarily on the rise. It's almost like we've had, like there's an allowance for it right now. And I admit you can call it the administration that we have in the White House right now, whatever it may be, whatever people, but I believe that it's always simmering. And a lot of it has been squashed. I think we were in a time now that we have more acceptance. But with whatever is happening with the administration, and I don't know what, and I couldn't pinpoint it, it's allowed the anti-Semitism and the racism to come back. I don't know if you guys feel differently or the same, but I don't think it's on a rise. I don't think like the more people are racist and anti-Semitic than ever before.
Roselio?
All I can say is, when would it stop? It's been going on for years and years and years. How does it stop? I mean, people have been hating other people's religion for years and years.
And color of the skin.
And color of skin.
Have you had situations where you feel you've been discriminated against?
I can't think of a situation off top, but...
To my point.
I grew up Catholic in Los Angeles, in Inglewood, California, and there's a lot of Catholics out there, mm-hmm. so maybe I didn't witness any of the hatred, but...
Mom?
Well, when I was young, we lived in a neighborhood. I was the only Jewish kid, and I was called a dirty Jew sometimes. Eventually, I just didn't say I was Jewish because it was just easier not to say, because it's hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's awful when that happens. And my father, my mom's husband, passed away, couldn't get into medical school because he was Jewish. There were quotas back then, and there were only a couple of people allowed to go into medical school. He was Jewish. He wasn't permitted in. He ended up being a pharmacist, had a good career as a pharmacist, but I remember always looking at the pain when he said, I always wanted to be a doctor, but I wasn't allowed to be because I was Jewish. On that uplifting note, we need to take a break. We're talking to Joselio Hansen, Dr. Kenneth Wright, running for Congress, Evelyn Gervey, and of course we have Carrie Kasem here. Listen to Gervey's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7272 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7272.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689. Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We're not doing Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I thought for a second it was. And I mean, that's why I was like, oh, good, Wayman. No.
Come on, Wayman.
Look at him.
Red Hot Chili Peppers at my kid's school last week.
You should have done that, but that's okay. Next time, Wayman.
I got the video. I'll play it.
You should put a little bit up. Unless they asked you not
actually,
to.
Actually, well, it's all over. The social media took it and ran with it. If you look at Red Hot Chili Peppers, Peppers. I said they were prickers before peckers. Peckers.
Peckers.
They're good guys. They're not peckers. They came to my kid's school to play a couple songs, a song, and it's all over. If you Google it, you'll find it, Carrie. We are having an interesting time today on Gervie's Law. We have Dr. Kenneth Wright here with us. He's a pediatric eye surgeon, and he's done so much great work for people who have been less fortunate, kids who needed eye surgery, need help with their vision. You started the foundation. Tell us a little bit about it quickly.
Yeah, I never could turn a child away. So for years, I would do surgeries for free, see kids for free. And then a grateful patient, I do adult strabismus, adults with crossed eyes, double vision. He was very grateful after surgery. And he's an attorney, amazingly. He was a nice attorney, which is
oxymoron.
Exactly. That's a rarity. And he goes, you know, doc, what can I do for you? I said, we want a foundation, a 501c3. And he put it together for us. Yeah. So we have a clinic every Friday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon. And we don't turn
not
anybody.
Tomorrow afternoon, not, next, right, Friday.
Next Friday. Yeah, next Friday.
Jeez, he doesn't even know his days of the week.
I'm a little bit confused with the lecture.
Mom, you know it was Saturday today because you're leaving tomorrow.
Right.
So we don't We do not turn the child away, and it's been great. And so that foundation also supports research. Babies were going blind, premature babies, from what's called retinopathy prematurity. Our foundation funded a study which showed that if you lower the oxygen in the preemies, that it absolutely almost eliminates the blindness in babies. So, yeah, it's been great having the foundation for research. Yeah. Education.
What a great work.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's
and
amazing.
I'll tell you, as Hoselio is listening to you, and it's Hoselio Hansen, former cornerback for the Philadelphia Eagles. You have a wife that's doing wonderful work too, Amani, with fertility, getting babies for people who have had difficulty.
She is a baby maker. She helps people have families. She's a fertility law lawyer and making families every day. So that's a great thing.
She does not look like a lawyer.
No.
She is so gorgeous.
The work that they're doing. Yeah. And
she doesn't like that. She doesn't like that.
She doesn't like that. She wants to look like a lawyer. She's young and beautiful. That's what she's saying.
No, she is. I mean, it's awesome. You know, it's awesome that she does what she does. And you guys are a great team. So
and, she's special. She's special.
She is very special. She works for Andy Vorzimer, who happens to be a coach with me on Hudson's baseball team, the Giants.
Small world.
Yeah, it's small world. Complete coincidence that Amani's boss, the guy who's a founding partner of the firm, Andy Vorzimer, excellent lawyer, who's doing this special work. I think his license plate says Spin Doctor or something.
He's funny as hell. He's a funny
good
guy.
And he's the coach with me on Hudson's team. So speaking of making babies, Mom, you're done with that?
I don't know.
You know, you never know. You know, on one of her cruises, she might meet somebody special, you know?
You're still looking.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
I'm still alive.
All right. Well, so that's Ken Wright, my mom, Evelyn Gervey, Hozelio Hansen. We want to talk about the election that's coming up on Tuesday, just briefly talk about some issues that are important. Mm-hmm. We're doing a roundtable discussion, folks. If you're just joining us, Gervey's Law is doing something a little different today. We have an eclectic group. We might call them Motley Crue. talking about Red Hot Chili Peppers, Motley Crue. We're going to get next time I'm going to talk about the environment and talk about Green Day.
Perfect.
We want to talk a little bit about the election. Kenneth Wright, who's running in the 33rd Congressional District in California for Congress against Ted Lieu, tell us the issues that are important to you. And we only have a couple minutes because I know you could go on for a long time, but really focus on what's important in this election for Dr. Kenneth Wright in the 33rd Congressional District.
Yeah, in our district, one of the big issues, I think the major issue, is homeless crisis. You know, it's a lose-lose. It's not good for the citizens in the community, and it's not good for the homeless. And so far, we've not really addressed it. Proposition H raises over $350 million a year for homeless crisis, and they don't know what to do with the money. So I have an idea on how to solve the homeless crisis with a long-term solution and not in your backyard.
Really?
Yeah. So my idea is, and if I'm so fortunate as to become a congressman, I'm going to put a bill in to transform abandoned military bases and make them a township for those who can't make it in everyday life. What they're doing now is setting up these bridge housing in your community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
And I was in Venice recently, and the people who are very liberal usually sounded like conservatives. They don't want it there, and I don't blame them. One guy says, I'm working two jobs to buy this place in Venice, and they're going to build a shelter closer to the beach than me, and they're going to be there, and they're going to be on the streets with drugs and so forth. It's not right. But on the other hand, most of the homeless, they need more than four walls and a roof. They need services.
Yeah.
So how are you going to give these services in these bridge housing? It doesn't work. And in fact, in Israel, they have the same idea. What I'm talking about is a township for a homeless where you have full services, maybe have a small factory, little farm, and really rehabilitate the people. And those that can't be rehabilitated because of psychological, psychiatric problems, they can live there. That'll be their home. The street shouldn't be an option. It's crazy. We're accepting it. We walk by it. We walk over them. It's ridiculous.
And we pay more taxes than most, you know, states. I think we're probably in the highest tax bracket. And we have the most homeless in the country.
Right.
Right. Nothing is. And we're in horrible debt. And this brings me to my next. I'm very opinionated on this, what's happening and what the governor that's going to be chosen. And if we elect Gavin Newsom, we're going to be in big trouble. This state is going to be in such a hole.
That's an all-encompassing.
But let me tell you, when you say that you're going to fund health care for everyone, it's going to be free, including people, you know, who may be here legally, who may not be, other from people from other states. How are we going to afford that? I'm just trying to figure out, how are we going? We're already in such horrible debt. The state is not doing well. How are we now going to afford to take care of everybody for free? I want somebody to give me an explanation that makes sense. And if you can, Alan, or Dr. Wright, or Hozelio, or Evelyn, if anybody can explain that to me, please do, because I don't get it.
Mom?
I mean, Dr. Wright, do you have any idea what's going through the man's head? I'm trying to figure this out.
Don't forget that there's a federal issue involved here as well. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, first of all, there are services for all people in California. L.A. County Hospital. I did my internship at Harbor General Hospital in Torrance. I delivered 100 babies, and they were all from illegals.
Right.
There are services. Every emergency room.
We call them undocumented workers.
I love how everything changes when it just becomes un-PC. But whatever they
are.
Whatever. It's like, look, they're people. I want them to be taken care of. We have to find money to do that. We don't have any in California.
But right now, there are services. Emergency services, there's no. If you go with a real emergency, a hospital can't turn you away.
Right.
So the idea is that there are services. They are being taken care of. I think what the Democrats want to do is they want to expand these services. And you're right. We're not going to be able to afford it.
There's no way. I want somebody to explain how we're going to get the money.
Are there any homeless in Canada? I mean, I don't know.
Mom, homeless in Canada.
I guess so.
She says no.
There's homeless everywhere. There's homeless everywhere. We have the most.
Not in my area.
Not in her area. There's absolutely none. Not that it's such a wealthy area.
There wouldn't be.
There's a lot of older people who wander around your area.
Senior citizens.
Downtown Toronto, there are homeless people.
Yeah.
You know, Canada has a different way of taking care of people. Taxes are high, and the social services provided sometimes can avoid some of the overriding problems.
I wouldn't have a problem taking care of the world if we had the money for it. where are we going to get the money? Like, I wish that we could take care of everybody. I wish that somebody could come from, you know, another country that didn't have the services, and we could say, hey, we can house you, we can feed you, we will take care of you. But we don't have it. And it's like air money. Okay, so what are we going to do? Are we just making money to take care of people? I'm just trying to figure this out. If somebody could give me, like, what the solution to our horrible debt problem and our healthcare problem and our, you know, the issues that California, and not talking about this country, but just California has.
A lot of people would say that the misfortunate people who live with us deserve to have health care and deserve to have certain things given to them from the government.
Okay, I get it. But that's people who live in this country, right? Not people who come from other countries to get the services.
Why should there be a difference?
Because we can barely afford the people that we have here. If you go to France and you demand health care, you think they're going to give it to you? You go to England and you demand health care, you think they're going to give it to you? You go to any place in Europe and you demand health care.
Yes,
and
they
you demand,
have
no,
nationalized
they do
health.
Not
go to Canada.
Give you health care. Yes. If it's emergency, they will, but they
is
don't.
Is the clean environment an issue in the election?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in our district, offshore drilling is a big issue, especially in the Malibu area. And I'm against offshore drilling. If we were at war and we absolutely needed more fossil fuel. Absolutely, we could offshore drill. But we have enough fossil fuel. And so I'm against offshore drilling at this time. I surf, and it's wonderful to be out there in beautiful ocean. Mm-hmm. And by the way, our oceans are much cleaner now than they were 20 years ago. And so, yeah, I'm 100% for clean air and clean water.
Is that going to be an issue?
I think it's, how do I say this? It's an issue. It should be an issue on every candidate. My opponent says it's an issue, but, you know, it doesn't. It's not always an issue for him.
And, you know, it's interesting because when Kerry talks about money and how you pay for things, that's always an issue when you're putting money into something like ensuring clean air. It's coming from something else, which may be something that Kerry, for instance, believes in, like the homelessness problem.
I think we're going to have a problem. This is my prediction. Can I give you a prediction? Because when we do a show a year from now, we're going to look back on this. If Newsom gets elected, We're gonna have a crisis. We're gonna have a massive. We're already in one. This is my prediction. We're gonna have a major crisis.
We need to go to break, don't
emergency.
We? But I do
state
need to say
emergency.
Something. Be careful about politicians. Be very careful. With all due respect, the doctor here.
Oh no! I
will
give
tell
my
you
opinion.
Really quickly.
Absolutely,
you can give your
my opinion. 100%. I've
That's
done a political talk morning show for years, so I know I can give my opinion.
You can give your opinion, but
and there's
be
an anti-slap
careful
suit.
About because we'll have an anti-slap suit going on right here. The current governor, and I get very passionate about this because I had many meetings with him before he was elected. People who are near and dear to my heart are people who are injured on the job because they have been getting the short shrift through no fault of their own. They get injured on the job. A lot of my clients are catastrophically injured with brain injuries, quadriplegia.
Where are we going with
and
this?
And what he did, and we've talked about this for years, so you need to, I don't know if you've been listening, but what Brown did when he promised he would help people who are injured on the job, he turned their back on them.
We did shows on this.
He did. He legislated utilization review where an independent medical review where 92% of the requests from doctors to get treatment were turned down. These people are out on the streets, are not getting treatment, are dying.
Wait, where are we going with this? And why are you yelling at me? I have no idea what you're saying to me, Alan.
Okay, well, listen.
I'm listening, and this is the problem. You don't grant me any of my opinions without coming down on me.
I'm not saying you can't have an opinion. Be wary of what a politician says and then what he does.
Okay, great. You could have said that without yelling at me. I agree with you.
So therefore, you may not be so definitive, whether it's Gavin Newsom
still
or someone else.
Still my opinion and what's going to go on.
That's why when you get a doctor in here who's running for office, maybe that's what the country needs. Mom, what do you think? She thinks
No
comment.
See, this is good radio, right here. People like listen to conflict more than anything.
Yeah, right.
They do.
Smartest one. Okay, we need to get Joselio Hansen in this. We're going to talk about some issues involving athletes and professional athletes in sports, as well as argue some more after this break. You listen to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company failed you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Don Barnes and Tony Rakakis are Orange County's crime-fighting team and the only candidates endorsed by law enforcement. That's right. On November 6th, elect Don Barnes sheriff and re-elect Tony Rakakis district attorney. Here's why. Don Barnes and Tony Rakakis have a proven track record to work on homelessness, help in fighting human trafficking, elderly abuse, and protecting our children and families. That's why the Association of Orange County Deputy Sheriffs, all of Orange County law enforcement, and hundreds of others proudly support Don Barnes for sheriff and Tony Rakakis for district attorney. Please vote by mail in early voting or at the polls for Don Barnes and Tony Rakakis, two exceptional public servants who will work for us all and make Orange County safer. Paid for by Association of Orange County Deputy Sheriffs Independent Expenditure Committee. This advertisement was not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
This is Lauren Savant.
And on the next Midday Live, we'll take your calls. And we are counting down to Election Day. I'll tell you what, Lauren, I understand those propositions so crystal clear. I understand them.
Well, you're all alone there.
In fact, I'm just lying. So I'm not alone.
You're smart.
I'm with everybody else.
You're not that smart.
That and more on the next Midday Live with Lawrence Vaughn and Dr. Drew on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. This is the first Shabbat since the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre last weekend, and Jews across the city are showing up at synagogues to show they're unafraid to worship.
Jewish people are all about community. We have to be there for each other, and I think that we're stronger when we're together, so I think it's important.
Security is tight outside synagogues. Some have metal detectors today. Americans are predicted to turn out to the polls on Tuesday's midterm election in record high numbers, which means there will likely be some long lines. An organization called Pizza to the Polls will deliver pizza to long lines at polling stations around the country to make sure an empty stomach is not the reason anyone doesn't cast their vote. To request a pizza, simply go on the Pizza to the Polls website and report a long line through links or tweets to other social media as evidence. KABC SoCal weather, sunny with highs from around 80 at the beaches to around 90 inland. More news coming up in 30 minutes, continuing coverage at KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Let's do it.
Okay.
O-K-L-L.
On this week's OKLA, the As We Were Saying podcast.
We're talking about all the things that you're not supposed to talk about in polite company, but we're not polite. We're talking about sex and politics.
Well, you and I tried to talk about sex, and Steve made us talk about politics.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, Steve!
Download me, Dorothy Lucy, Jillian Barbary, and Steve Edwards on the OKLA podcast
for free and uncensored on KABC.com,
iTunes, TuneIn,
and on Audio Boom.
You're listening to Gervey's Law, giving you a new perspective to enrich your life. Now, here's your host, Alan Gervey.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place.
Yeah, my mom is, she is rocking with this. Finally, we get the Chili Peppers. Carrie asked for it. I'd mentioned in the earlier segments that they came to my kid's school for assembly the other day, so we get Under the Bridge, a meaningful song, kind of sad in a lot of ways, about loneliness, and yeah, I thought about it a lot of times before, when I first moved to L.A., and yeah, Mom, did you miss me when I first moved to L.A. 25 years ago?
Of course.
I used to sing that song, Under the Bridge. wanted to jump off the bridge.
I don't remember.
Horrible.
I'm kidding.
No, you did not.
Thank you. I always wait for my mom to tell me what's what.
And what you think and what you don't think.
Okay, so we're having this McLaughlin group conversation. Got a little heated in the last segment, but that's mainly because Carrie and I often get heated. We have Dr. Kenneth Wright here. He is pediatric eye surgeon running for United States Congress in the 33rd Congressional District against Ted Lieu. We have Hozelio Hansen, played for the Philadelphia Eagles, amongst other teams, the Raiders and the 49ers, California teams. My mom, who did you play for?
Everybody.
You know what they say about Canadians? They say that they're two kind of Canadians.
Goes with it.
What kind?
Prostitutes and hockey players. And I always say that you played for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No, it was the other one.
Okay, well, we won't go there.
The Canucks.
No, she was talking prostitute. Come on, Carrie, stay with us.
Yeah, well, he gave me the choice.
I gave him the choice.
And he picked the wrong one.
I picked a different team.
I just had to correct him.
You know, talking about professional sports, I have to tell you a little story. The other night, I was doing my lie time with my son, Hudson, and we sat there, and what we do every week is we pick the NFL picks. Harper, my daughter, my four-year-old daughter, my five-year-old son, Hudson, another guy who helps us, and he's in there. We all make the picks, and Hudson has been losing week after week, and Harper, his four-year-old daughter, picked all the winners for the last week. What did I call his daughter? Sister?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad my mom's here. She corrects me. I wish you could be here all the time to correct me when I screw up. So we're sitting there, and my son said, I really want to win. I really want to win. And I said, you know, you can't always win. And he says, yeah, I know, but I really want to win. I said, well, just keep trying hard and you will win. And I said, but you have to be a good loser because Harper, your sister, got it right. Your sister won. You need to congratulate her and say, you know, good job. And
yeah.
He said to me, and I was floored by it. He said, I know that, Dad. I'll never forget LeBron James. I said, what are you talking about? And he said, remember in the finals last year, and this is a five-year-old kid, after the Warriors won, he walked off the court and didn't mm-hmm. shake hands when everyone else was shaking hands.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And I said, you remember that? He said, yeah. And guess what? I'm never going to forget it.
Hmm.
And I sat there and I thought, wow, LeBron James, dude, all you had to do was shake hands to make my son think about you as a winner and as a fair player.
You should blog about that. Because I bet you it would get back to him.
I just, you know, I sat there and I was very proud of my son. He said he'll never forget it. Hozelio played in the NFL 10 years.
Yes, sir.
Are athletes role models? I mean, should you have to do things or should you do things? Should LeBron do these things because people are watching?
I think he should have. I mean, we're role models by default. So, I mean, we're in the public eye. So people are watching us every day, every week. So we're going to be role models by default. The main role models in this world should be the parents, though. So you should really be your child, your son's biggest role model. Because if these kids knew what their role models were, as athletes were doing when they got off the field or off the court or, you know what I mean, the parties, the girls, that doesn't really sound like a great role model to me.
But did you feel pressure after a game, for instance, to say the right thing or to do the right thing?
Yeah, you always got to say the right thing. But, I mean, like me growing up, my biggest role models were my brothers. My dad was sick. He had multiple sclerosis. But even him, too, met my mother at Howard University, came out here at a young age, made some for herself. Yeah, but, I mean, your parents are big, and they got to be the biggest role models in your life.
Unfortunately, though, some kids don't have their parents as role models.
Yeah,
and then they look outward and try and find something.
Yeah, some people don't grow up with their daddy, their father, and your brother. So you got to, you know, then you maybe you want to look to a church environment as role models,
The athletes are in the public eye. My son is watching, thinking, and I don't even know what he's thinking.
You're right. So athletes,
dude, LeBron, can you talk to this guy like?
He did shake all the guys' hands before he got off the court. I saw the video and all that, but he shook when he was leaving the court with 2 minutes to go. He shook everybody's hands.
With 2 minutes to go, why
and
the heck was he leaving with 2 minutes to go?
Knew.
Because they were down by 20 points, and it was the last game of the finals.
Sore loser.
Hey, I mean, hey, he shook everybody's hands. He left the court with 2 minutes to go, and I guess after the final zeros were on the court, was on the board, he just got out of there.
Who should I respect more? Who should my kid respect more? Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Michael Jordan, of course.
I mean, why?
The guy, he should look at some of those old highlights and see how he scored every time he caught the ball, and how he just never took no for an answer on the court, and just. It's crazy. I mean, LeBron's a great player, but he's not as clutch as Michael Jordan. He doesn't take over the game as much as well as Michael Jordan did, or even Kobe Bryant did. I mean, LeBron still has to get to Kobe's level before he gets to Michael Jordan's level. In my book, in my opinion,
I totally agree with you, Dr. Wright. You know, a few weeks ago, I was at a forum, and Dennis Prager was saying that the president doesn't have to be a role model. And we shouldn't be bothered or worried about what he's tweeting. Michael Medved, who was on our show, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Spent an hour with Michael Medved, took exception to what Dennis Prager, and they're good friends, took exception to what he said, saying that, yes, we should hold the president to some certain standard in terms of being a role model, even though Dennis Prager kept saying exactly what Hozelio was saying it's all about the parents. And I found that offensive. I agreed with Michael Medved saying, well, you know, we should call out someone who is saying things that is disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you're a leader, no matter if you're a leader in medicine, a leader in sports, a leader in politics, leader in the government, you have a responsibility to put out a certain character. And you know that people are looking at you and you need to be a role model. And I think that it's very important. In medicine, I look up to my teachers. And I look how they treat patients. And so now I'm teaching, and I'm very careful when I'm with my residents that I have to show the correct way of character to act. And so the president, even though I like a lot of the things he's doing, you know, I wish he wouldn't have said, how can you vote for that face, Carly Fiorina, who's an amazing person.
Right.
So, I think the president's doing some things that need to be done, which is great. But I wish that he had a little bit more of a filter and show a little more of his character.
Right. Mom, you think athletes should be role models?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because the kids look up to them.
Yes, I've been in games.
Sports, yeah. You know, in sports. I mean, they don't know anything about the private lives.
Yeah,
I mean, they know you on the basketball court,
exactly,
on the football.
But that's a good point. That's a good point you're making. Because I think Hozelio's saying is, you know, what they're doing behind closed doors or what we don't hear about, they're doing.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. But when they're in front of the cameras, maybe they should think about who's watching.
Yeah, well, now you have social media now, so now you do know what they're doing.
You
behind.
See a lot of it.
But like I said, it's tough for athletes these days because, I mean, I remember on multiple occasions a kid walking up to me and asking for my autograph and wide-eyed, looking at me like I was like, God or something.
Like,
I'm like, I'm just a human being, man. I just worked hard to get to where I am.
What,
you
tell them to
you can do
get
it.
Lost?
No, I didn't. But but just the look in their faces, you know, it's just, you got to say the right things and do the right things. And we are role models.
Speaking of doing the right things, quickly before we go to the break, Jose, I want to ask you, we're seeing people like Jimmy Butler, Le'Veon Bell, Kawhi Leonard, in contract situations where the team has the contract, yet they're demanding they be traded. They're not wanting to play for the team. What's up with that?
That's crazy. Jimmy Butler, I mean, first of all, the NBA is way different than NFL. They have guaranteed contracts. Actually, he didn't play yesterday because he didn't want to play.
Yeah,
so he told the coach, I'm tired, so I'm not playing. It just kills me. Like, you know what I mean?
Would have happened if you would have done that?
Oh, I would have been cut. My agent would have been calling me, talking about, hey, man, what happened? They called and said you're cut today. What's going on?
And the only reason he does it is because he can, given the fact that he's a superstar.
He's a superstar, and he's going to get paid.
He's going to get paid. Some team.
It's not that many guys in the NBA. It's only 12 guys on the team.
Yeah.
They can't find another Jimmy Butler.
No.
Now, Le'Veon Bell, he sat out the whole first half of the season. Because
he didn't want to get injured?
Yeah, because he wanted to get a long-term contract. But he's leaving on the table $800,000 a week.
Wow.
And he must not have a wife or a girlfriend, because I know my wife would be like, what? I mean, you better go get that $800,000 a week. I mean, come on, what are you doing?
That's insane.
Well, I think sometimes these people are thinking that they're bigger than money, they're bigger than the team, and they lose sight of it. And I think also the agents may have sometimes a bad influence.
Yeah. I mean, just to leave $855K on a game.
And
on
what
the table,
getting back to the moral issue,
right.
You know, Dr. Wright's talking about morality. You're talking about morality. There's a moral issue, too. You signed a darn contract. Mm-hmm. Live it out. Whether you're superstar or not, you could be really crappy and the team's still paying you, although they do have that right to cut you, and they can argue, well, they could cut me. Well, then if you deserve to be cut, fine, but play out your contract. At the time you signed the contract, apparently you agreed to play for them.
I mean, this would have never happened in the NBA, though. Just think, Le'Veon Bell is one of the best players in the NFL. So if you compare that to one of the best players in the NBA, what if LeBron James was sitting out half the season? The NBA would have been involved. Like, what are you guys doing? You're killing the game.
Right.
LeBron's, we need to watch LeBron on TV. What's going on? So
That's interesting how Kawhi Leonard was traded. I mean, they kind of accepted. He said, I'm not going to play San Antonio anymore. They get this deal, and he's playing in Toronto now, doing great. But, you know, you're wondering, what happened with Jimmy Butler? That no one's stepping in, and it's kind of like, what is he, a real...
They need to trade him. He went to practice earlier this year and cursed everybody out and told the coaches, you need me and all this kind of stuff.
What would it get to change that, to change the behavior and to change the fact that the contracts, that they can just cut you without having, I mean, I can understand it. It's contract's a contract. When you sign your name to it, you should stick with it.
Not in sports.
Right. But I don't understand when you're this behavior and everything. Why aren't they just cutting them and not allowing them to be? If they have that behavior, they cannot be picked up for another year or two.
The NBA, like I said, it's two different sports. The NBA has guaranteed contracts. He's a superstar.
That's right.
He's able to act the way he is. Terrible as it sounds.
There should be consequences.
If that happened in the NFL, they would have got rid of him a long time ago.
Exactly. And it all comes down to money. You know, you talk about money, Carrie, all the time. That's what
I talk about money all the time.
Money talks. You talk about where's the money coming from. We have to take a break. Speaking of money, someone has to pay for this show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Heavy rain this morning, causing backed up traffic all the way to
I-70. Please remove all laptops and
links. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
What's wrong with that?
Welcome to Westin. Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Heavy rain this morning, causing backed up traffic all the way to
I-70. Please remove all laptops and links.
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
What's wrong with that?
Welcome to Westin. Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Let's do it.
Okay.
O-K-L-L-L.
On this week's OKLA, the As We Were Saying podcast.
We're talking about all the things that you're not supposed to talk about in polite company, but we're not polite. We're talking about sex and politics.
Well, you and I tried to talk about sex, and Steve made us talk about politics.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, Steve!
Download me, Dorothy Lucy, Jillian Barbary, and Steve Edwards on the OKLA podcast
for free and uncensored on KABC.com,
iTunes, TuneIn,
and on Audio Boom.
790 KABC.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
This is Lauren Savani.
And on the next Midday Live, we'll take your calls. And we are counting down to Election Day. I'll tell you what, Lauren, I understand those propositions so crystal clear. I understand them.
Well, you're all alone there.
In fact, I'm just lying. So I'm not alone.
You're smart.
I'm with everybody else.
You're not that smart.
That and more on the next Midday Live with Lauren Savani and Dr. Drew on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervie's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today.
Yeah, put me in, coach.
I'm ready to play.
Mom, you ready to play today?
Put me in, coach. I'm here.
All right. All
right. See, we're smiling. The class is always half full. We can talk and debate all these issues, and we still are ending the show with a smile. We have a few minutes left. We're talking to Hozelle Johansson. Tell us a little bit, because, you know, this is something that's near and dear to your heart. Helmet-to-helmet contact, sacking the quarterback in the NFL. Hozelle played for the Eagles for quite a while, San Francisco Giants, Oakland Raiders. Can a football player not be a football player anymore, especially a cornerback like you were?
I mean, I still don't get it. Not using the top of your head, that's common sense. We were taught that as a kid. Do not hit nobody. Don't lower your head to hit somebody with the top of your head.
Break your neck.
Yeah, you can break your neck. But if you're trying to get your head out of the way, your face mask out of the way, it's impossible to make a tackle. Like it's really tough. These guys are the best athletes in the world, and if your face mask is not somewhere near the top of their body, you're probably going to miss the tackle.
Like we saw last year in the Viking game against the Saints.
Exactly.
Williams put his head down, and Diggs was by him in a touchdown in the Minneapolis Miracle.
I couldn't even play in this NFL. It's getting too hard for the defense.
No, it is. And when we talk about sacking, you know, you talk about how aren't we protecting the quarterbacks just a little too much?
A little too much. I mean, I can see picking a guy up, driving him to the ground, but not landing on him is a stretch. I mean,
you can't land on them now?
You can't tackle him and land with your body weight on him.
You tackle him very gingerly, yeah, like it's flag football.
Let him down. You let him down.
Might as well just be wearing flags.
Exactly.
Seriously, right? I mean, you might as well just be wearing flags.
They talk about kneeling is hurting the ratings. That's not hurting the ratings. They're changing the game. That's hurting the ratings.
Yeah. So it's not a Kaepernick thing. It's the changing the game so you can't play football. Yeah. Have you talked to any of your buddies who are playing or who have just recently retired? Did they talk about this, defensive players?
I know a lot of offensive guys that's playing right now, actually, and they like it. They like the rules.
Oh, they do? They do?
Yeah, they do.
It makes their job easier. Some job security.
Yeah, exactly.
Kenneth Wright, election taking place on Tuesday. What do you hope to see first in the election and then moving forward?
Let's see a turnout. Let's see people come out and vote. It's a great privilege and should be an honor to vote. And I want to say America's a great place. People want to come here from all over. We know that caravan coming here. And why are people coming here? And I was thinking about it the other day, and really, America gives us the freedom to dream and the freedom to make that happen if you work really hard.
Yeah.
And I want to say that let's not lose that. And I know there's a lot of these politicians now spouting how important it is to have socialized medicine, socialism in general. Let's not lose that special aspect of America, and that let's keep that freedom to dream and freedom to work towards that dream.
And it's the 33rd Congressional District, which is what is that comprised of?
Starts in Palos Verdes in the south, goes up the coast, including Malibu, and it goes inland at Santa Monica, Bel Air, Beverly Hills, Hancock Park. It's one of the richest districts probably in the
it's
world.
It's where my family, my dad was.
Well, he was rich.
Yeah. He was rich. He was rich, yeah. But also my boyfriend's mom lives in Palos Verdes. I'm going to be talking to her too. Yeah.
Well, good luck. Good luck with that.
You.
You know, what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and we hope people heed that advice. Mom, thanks for coming. You know, you come from Toronto. My kids, Hudson and Harper, love it. Nancy, we appreciate you being here. It's great being a grandma. You don't have to get so tied up with all of the stress that these guys are talking about here.
Right.
Right. Do you have any stress?
don't get me started. No, I love coming to be with my children and grandchildren.
Well, we appreciate having you here. I know everyone loves you here, and we'll look forward to the next visit. You'll come on again. Maybe we'll have a roundtable number two. There's so much to talk about, and I appreciate it. Dr. Kenneth Wright being here. Hozelle Johansson, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Great insight into some of the sports issues and other issues. And Carrie, what can I say?
I think we should do this more often. I like yelling at you.
I think most people do. You talk to a lot of defense attorneys and they love yelling at me.
No, but I love this panel. Like, how fun is this? The show's gone by in 2 seconds. It's been very fun. Good idea, Alan.
We'll do it again. Okay. So we have our special 5th anniversary show coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have some of our most well-known and exciting guests from the last 5 years are going to have a message. It's going to be really exciting. I know a lot of people, Gloria Allred, Laura Wasser, a lot of people have said they want to come on the show and talk about the 5th anniversary. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I was saying it would be nice if you flew me in.
Oh, I'll fly you in for the 5th anniversary.
Yes.
Will you make one of your famous cheesecakes?
Yes, I would.
Ooh, if you make the cheesecake, I think everyone... Actually, we should have a party. I think that's a good idea.
Can you do a gluten-free, sugar-free cheesecake?
Forget
Stevia, come on. Little Stevia, I'll give you a graham cracker.
That's
phony. Come on. It's not
worth
it. It's not phony. It's delicious, and it doesn't cause your blood sugar to spike. Ooh.
She
can't
said
believe
it's
it.
Not worth the effort.
That's horrible.
There.
I could make a Tia
that's
Maria.
That's horrible.
Maria tort.
And you can get wasted.
And
there we
cheesecake.
Go. Yeah, cheesecake. You know. And
okay, we'll look forward to that. I want to thank everyone for listening. Next week, right here, same time, same channel. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.